أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. With regard to this ayat which we have read already, that on this day have I completed your deen for you, your way of life. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and in that I completed my favor, my special favor that is attributed to Allah Ta'ala. نِعْمَتِي, my favor, that is this deen of ours is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I have chosen for you Islam as your way of life, not just as your religion as we will take it, but your way of life all the time must be according to Islam. So with regard to this, the ulama have written, the mufassirin, very very special points about this. This ayat was revealed at on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah in Arafat. And Dhul Hijjah is the last month of the year, though it is not the end of the year, but it is the last month of the year. And then it was revealed after Asr. Asr after Asr is not the end of the day, but it is the last part of the day. And by this ayat also, and the completion of Hajj was also done. One faraz was left for completion. All the other faraz were done. Now that faraz was also done. And it was done in Arafat, and Arafat is known as the day of Hajj. But of course, Hajj is still not exactly completed. Still a person has to go temple the stones, go to Muzdalifah, after that go to Mina, after that go back to Makkah, make Tawaf, etc. But it's all towards the end. So all this refers towards the end. And in this way, the end of Islam, the completion and the perfection of Islam took place at that end. And when it is with regard to time, with regard to time, it is, though it's not the last end of the time, the last moment, but it is the last part. So from that point of view also, any objection that might be raised that there were certain ayat that were revealed after this, but that was the Islam was already completed, that was more of encouragement, etc. But the actual laws of Islam were completed. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after this lived for only 83 days. That is about 2.5 months after that. So it was the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Though not the end of his life, but the last part of his life. So all this shows towards that. So when this great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has favored us with, and so perfect and so complete, then it is for us to live this way of life completely also. We should choose the way of Islam completely and perfectly, and the way which was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We should not now look askance to the ways of the non-believers, how they celebrate things, how they do things, how they live, how they dress, or whatever they do, their education system, whatever it is. We should look fully towards the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has given us this great ni'mat and completed it with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and with a very, very special occasion. So much so that a Jew came and tell Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regard to this ayat. If that ayat was revealed for us, we should have made it a day of Eid and rejoicing. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we perfectly know which day that is and which ayat that is. And that day is such a great day for us. We celebrate that day, the day of Arafat. And the next day is the day of Qurbani. The day of Eid is the next day, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah has blessed us with this very great deen and with this very great message. And the completion of it also is done in such a perfect and wonderful way. Now it is up to us to live our lives like that. And right to the end of our lives, we live like that and we meet Allah Ta'ala in that way. That we have brought that whole deen of Islam into our lives, and that we don't choose any other way. There were some munafiqeen who had accepted Islam, Jews at least, Abdullah ibn Salam, but they still had some feelings of like camel meat was not permitted for them in their Jewish religion, etc., or camel milk or something. And they wanted to still live according to those. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now with this new deen, the complete deen, follow this deen in its entirety. So Allah make it that we also can realize and we bring this deen in its entirety into our lives, and we don't adopt and we don't look askance at any other way of life of anyone. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.